So you don't have this problem with partial products getting longer and longer. So you have n different multiplications, and each one takes a constant amount of time. So it's going to be a constant times n. So basically, because the partial products don't grow as far as what you're doing is concerned, they do grow in terms of where the, well, let's just think in terms of doing this to base 10. You take a similar problem. Let's say you were doing a lot of scientific computations involving decimal numbers, and all you cared about was, say, four places of accuracy, because your experiments just aren't more accurate than that anyway. So it would be silly to carry along more than four places of accuracy in your computations. You're just interested in carrying all your computations out to four significant figures. If you have n numbers to work with, say you want to multiply them all together, it doesn't make any difference how big they are. All you're doing is keeping track of four significant figures, and that involves a constant amount of work each time you multiply. So if you're multiplying n numbers together, that just takes a constant amount of work times n. Even if these are numbers in the millions or so on, it doesn't make any difference if you're not keeping track. Well, if you're not keeping track, if you're not keeping a record of all the digits. The only thing you're keeping track of is where the decimal point is in that case. So other than keeping track of where the decimal point is, which is not a very easy thing to do, the only real contribution to how long it's going to take you is the fact that you have n different numbers that have to be multiplied. So even though any single multiplication takes a constant amount of work, if you're only using, say, four decimal digits of accuracy, still, you have these n numbers there, so you have to do this n times. So that's where the n comes in. It's basically constant times n. So what's not happening in this problem is you don't have to worry about partial products. But obviously, when you're keeping track of every single digit, then as your calculations go on multiplying these numbers, it takes you longer and longer. Each time you multiply a number, you have more digits to keep track of. But that's not happening here. Any questions about that? Or about the other quiz problems, or big O type problems, or bit length, or number of the operations? Okay. A fundamental type of notation.
Did you say that next to there?
Yeah, we can put that. When you're working with integers, one notation we'll be using a lot is the congruence notation, A congruence B mod M. It's a type of equality where you neglect multiples of M. So, for example, I think I mentioned as an example of the use of this, if you're neglecting multiples of 7, then you say that that's what you're doing, you talk about days of the week, that any multiple of 7 days doesn't affect the day of the week. So you could say 1 year from now, since 2008 is a leap year, so it has 366 days, you could say 1 year from today will be a Thursday. That is July 17, 2008, you can say right away it will be a Thursday. The reason why is because 366 is congruent to 2 mod 7, meaning that they're the same up to a multiple of 7. Or put another way, 7 divides the difference. So that says that adding 366 days to today is the same as adding 2 days to today if we don't care about multiples of 7. So the day of the week, a year from now, is the same as the day of the week 2 days from now. Okay, that's the use of congruences. So now congruences, like other forms of equality, say that you can work with them just like with equality. You can do a lot of the same things. You can multiply difference with equality, however, is that we have to be careful if we divide. It's not always true. You can't divide truth by something. So, for example, you can't divide two congruent truths. So, for example, we have say two congruent equations, six.
Give the value of y, at least call it.
Okay. used the same procedure as before, namely, we look at the greatest common divisor of the coefficients, which are now A and M, or that B. So here it's A and M rather than A and B. And we check that B divides to, B has to divide the right-hand side. So going back to the circle congruence, in other words, what we have to do is we have to check that A and M, whatever common divisor they have, the greatest common divisor, that also divides B. Now, if A and M are relatively prime, then D is 1, and D always divides B. So if the coefficient of X and the modulus are relatively prime, you can always solve it. If they're not relatively prime, if D is greater than 1, then you might or might not be able to, because the right-hand side must be a multiple of that greatest common divisor in order to be able to solve it. So you find the greatest common divisor, you check the greatest common divisor of this number and this number really does divide D, and then you use the Euclidean algorithm to find the solution where you get D on the other side, and then since D is a multiple of D, you can just multiply through and get your solution. So what happens is we end up with a solution of the form AX0 plus MY0 equals B, and then X is equal to X0 plus M over B times N, where N is in the answer. And y is something also, but we're not really looking for y. So our solution will have a form of some x0 plus any multiple, and any multiple of m over d, that is any multiple of this modulus over d. So let me give an example, a couple examples of this. Let's say we want to find, say, multiply through by this number over D. of 11 so that x is positive, or a multiple of 11 such that x is very small in absolute value. So for example, if you choose a 3, this is x equals n equals 0, x equals negative 35. If n is equal to 3, then you get minus 35 plus 11 times 3 is minus 2. If n is equal to 4, you get minus 35 plus 11 times 4 is equal to positive 9. So those are more convenient values to use because there we can see this immediately that our confidence is correct. And if you have 6x cosine 21 mod 33, if we take x equal to negative 2, we got minus 12 is congruent to 21 mod 33. That you check. Minus 12 congruent to 21 mod 33. That is the difference between those two numbers, the multiple of 33. And when x is equal to the other value, 9, we get 6 times 9, 54 is also congruent to 21 mod 33. 9 is the only value of x that works between 0 and 11. The other great sum divided between the coefficient and the modulus is 1, then, I should say, and only then, A has an inverse modulus. In other words, this equation has a solution. If the greatest common divisor is greater than 1, then obviously it's not going to divide 1, and so you don't get any solution. So that example shows an example of computing the inverse of a number, but keeping in mind that the inverse of a number only makes sense modulo m if the number m